Oh, is that our recording just starting?
Yes.
So, welcome everyone. It's Erin Postal here on our Health, Wealth, and Freedom call. And we are, please, star six, your line, please, guys. We're going to be talking about rank advancements and how to avoid the distractions and pushing.
And now we should hear their voices.
So, star six, everyone, to mute your lines. We are going to take some shares here in a minute. And I was just sharing a victory in my team, just watching my friend Lisa Lewis grow from product user to enroller to leader. And there's so many people in our team that we're working with, and they're at that point of sponsoring and coaching people to now stepping up into a new role of being a leader. And so, I mean, I went through that myself. It's definitely a transition. So watching Lisa lead her team and really lead them and, you know, set the bar high and give them tasks and ask them the right questions and push them out of their comfort zones was quite something to watch. So really proud of her and our team and having some record cycling weeks. So who else wants to jump out? Any product shares, business shares, victories, and then we'll get rocking and rolling.
Good morning, this is Susanna from Colorado, and I have a new possible associate on the line. This is Brianna Sandoval. Just wanted you to welcome her.
Well, hey, welcome, Brianna.
Hello.
And where are you from, Brianna?
Hi.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Palisade, Colorado.
Awesome,
from
beautiful
Palisade.
Colorado. Excellent. Well,
yes.
Welcome to our call.
She's a young member
today.
Of the...
Go ahead. Are you going to say something else? She's a member of what, START?
Yes. A 20-year-old young, beautiful woman.
Oh, perfect. Well, make sure you join our START group. It's absolutely incredible. You're going to love connecting in there. I'm 43, so I'm too old to be in START. I was added to START. I was very flattered. And then about a few months later, I noticed that I had been kicked out. So, so much for that. Well, all right. Well, welcome, Brianna. And anyone else want to jump out and just give us a victory or a share in your team, and then we'll get going.
Yeah, Lewis would.
Sure, jump out.
This Saturday, I went to a Super Saturday in Toronto, and I brought someone who is brand new, a person who only thought he was going to start as a product user. And in his first 7 days, he lost 7 pounds. Now he's down 10 pounds. He looks already about 5 years younger. And he was so impressed by the community, by the support, by the genuineness and the culture there. He was just totally blown away by it. And when we were in the car, he said to me, you know what? This feels like it's the new economy. Now, this is a guy who knows nothing about network marketing, who is brand new. And that's what he's experiencing just from being out there and being surrounded by all of these positive, really, you know, authentic people.
I love it. Don't you think, Lewis, that so many people are looking for that culture and that environment somewhere where they can, you know, be a part of? And that's amazing.
I think that everybody's looking for it, and that our challenge is what picture we paint for them, because very often we're painting a picture that they don't understand. And so they don't see what we see.
Right, so getting them to those events, and what we've all been taught is that gradient of events, you know, starting small and building up. And the fact that you could invite him and bring him to an event in his first week is amazing. So impressive, very impressive.
I just want to end with, you know, at the end of it, when they announce that there is another event on November 15th, he looks at me and he goes, so, do we have a date for November 15th?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yes.
Well, great, guys. Well, let's get going here. So, oh, God, you know what? Well, let me just tell you, today's call, Susan asked me to train on this, and it's kind of funny that she did, because, you know, we're talking about this morning avoiding distractions and pushing through to success when you're doing a rank advance week. So if you're brand new, what that means is it's kind of like an exam week. You know, in this business of Isagenics, we share our products, we coach people, we enroll them, we help them do the same. And, you know, a couple times a year, we do what's called a go week, a push week, where we really just go for it. And we get some fantastic momentum going in our business. And sometimes we work it around a contest like Isa Derby, where you can win trips. That's what I've done. Sometimes we just do it, you know, at the end of a season or before summer. And recently we've been given the tools to do a 90-day game plan. And that's where for 90 days we just dig in. You know, we put our head down and we go to work to create that momentum in our business. And when we do that, it's like an airplane taking off, and we can really use that momentum for months and months to come. And that's one of the things that I've noticed in my business, is that first 90 days still reaping the benefits 3 years later. So recently we did that. We came home from celebration, our team, and we did what we call a go week. And we got ready for that. And there was one week in particular where we said, we are going to link arms, we're going to gather our troops, and we're just going to go for it. And so today I want to just walk through a bunch of points that you might want to just jot down on how to stay focused on those weeks. Because, guys, it's kind of like taking off a Band-Aid. You know, it can be slow and painful, but we can also do it quickly and get very laser-focused and really get some momentum. And when we do that, everybody benefits. It's not just for us, but everybody in our team benefits. So that's what I want to talk to you guys about today. And more important now than ever, there are so many distractions for all of us, especially if we're working at home. You know, this is similar to what I would call like an exam week if you've been to college or university or even in high school. I remember in university I would go to the library and I would study because there were no distractions. Do you remember doing that, going and getting like a giant table, setting up? I'd have my food, I'd have my water. You know, there's no cell phones back then. So, and I could pound out some really good work in a good couple of hours. Well, it's very difficult to do that nowadays. So I'm going to give you some points on how you can get laser focused so that at the end of the week, you're going to get the results that you want in your business, okay? Let me just read you some stats here from Time Magazine about concentration and about staying focused. But did you know that about 50% of Americans say they work for only 15 minutes before they become distracted? 15 minutes. And 53% report wasting an hour or more a day because of disruptions. So it's more like this constant noise, inbox dings. Like, really? 15 minutes? That is not very much time. So if you could *6 your line, that'd be great. We have some static. So, and when I think of our 20-year-olds and even my kids with their phones and all the distractions, it makes me worry. So we have to really, if we want to get into that work space, the headspace, we've got to find some strategies to get rid of those distractions. And I know that Robin Sharma and a lot of efficiency experts say that you should work in 90-minute chunks to be the most effective, because it can take up to 7 to 8 minutes to get back in to the state, the thought, the flow of what you were working on. So if you're only working in 15-minute chunks, the average person, then how much progress are you going to make? So grab a pen and paper, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what you can do to get absolutely laser focused. Well, the most important thing that I think is actually having a clear goal. So many people, even this week, think about it this week. It's Monday. Do you know what your goals are? Do you know where you want to be on Sunday? Do you know where you want your cycles to be? Do you know how many enrollments do you want this week? Even if it's not a go week, do you know how many people you're going to be connecting with? Because if it's not written down, it doesn't exist. So number one, you want to plan and you want to prepare and you want to set your goals. I like to do that on Sunday, set my goals, know what I'm about to, you know, go for that week, and linking arms. So we'll speak specifically in this call about doing a go week, a push week, so when you're all going for a rank advancement. But our team, we knew exactly that week what we were going to be doing. That was a week where we had 4 or 5 rank advancements. We all had well-defined goals written out. And number one, we had a plan. So we had our goals written down, and we were prepared. So before the week began, our team had printed off who we were going to call, all, you know, our expired people in our team, people who were inactive. We had their phone numbers. People made sure their phones were ready, charged, ready to go. So, and if you're brand new and you don't have a big team, find one person, one running mate to really bounce your goals off and have your plan ready for the week. Number two, we had to gather everything that we needed. We trained on scripts and strategies. So many people want to go into a rank advance week, but they really don't know what they're going to say when they call people. So we trained the leading up to it on scripts. We trained on the strategies of how do you make a 3-way call? How do you make a connecting phone call? How do you follow up? What questions do you ask? How do you close a call? So we made sure that everybody knew what those scripts were, what those strategies were. So we gathered all of that information. Pencils, papers, forms, catalogs. Have you ever tried to do an enrollment and someone has asked you how much something is and you don't have your catalog handy? So again, gather everything that you need in front of you. And what I did, guys, was I found, number three, a clear workspace. I have a home office. I have a space. But really what I needed to do was move into my kitchen, and I took over my entire kitchen table for the entire week, just like I did in university when I went to the library and got that big giant table and spread everything out. That was my signal that this was my week to go for it. So I took over that table because there were no distractions in my office, and it was pencils, papers, catalogs, enrollment forms, sitting down, butt in chair, and going for it. So make sure, again, that you have your goal, your plan, you've prepared, you have everything that you need, and you have an incredible workspace. All right, next thing, guys, what I want to talk to you a little bit about is setting up your week. I know that it's really important, your schedule, and what I really encourage people to do is on a regular week that you are going to take time for your fitness. You are going to, you know, plan out your meals. You're going to have everything ready, your physical needs taken care of. But in this go week, guys, we did things a little bit differently. So for me, this next point is my personal needs. I changed my fitness schedule that week so that I would do my workouts first thing in the morning. And normally my 9 o'clock workout, you know, I'd be at the gym at 9, but I did all my workouts at 6 a.m. I cleansed for 2 days so that I didn't have to worry about eating, preparing meals. All of that kind of stuff. I had lots of food on hand. I had lots of bars on hand. I had everything ready so that we were ready to go. My kids' food, that was the other thing. Our family, I had to sit down with my kids and go through the fact that this was a go week and that they were going to have to just really be aware of what was going on and they were going to maybe have to miss out. And so really important to involve your family in your rank advance week. So, guys, for most of you, people on the line, do you have a home office? Do you have a space? And how, when you're thinking about your home office, thinking about being in there and being highly productive, is that a productive space for you? Or is that a space where you have some patterns where you get distracted? I want you to just think about that. and I want you to think about where would the most productive place for me to be. And if you want it to be your home office, then I recommend that the week before you spend that week decluttering, organizing, getting rid of distractions in your home office. Clean your computer, clean your desk, and have everything set up. That space is ready. You have your bright lights. You have everything taken care of. There may be some energy-sucking things in your space as well. If you are in your home office, your garbage, your recycling bin. I know these sound like little things, but those are the things that suck your energy. So spend some time before your go week and get your physical space all set up. Now, production time. This is my next point. When it's production time, I want to talk to you guys about reducing distractions. So remember what I said about the beginning, about 15 minutes, working for 15 minutes and getting distracted? How many of us, myself included, get distracted by Facebook, dinging, inbox, outbox? That's why I recommend printing off on paper your phone calls. List them out on paper and then turn off your Facebook. Turn off your cell phone. How does that sound for people? Does that sound like you'll be more productive? I know for sure it almost brings up anxiety. What am I going to miss? You know, what if so-and-so's trying to reach me? I want you to think about working in 90-minute chunks of time and turning off all those distractions for 90 minutes, okay? And you'll have your landline. I recommend using your landline because then you're not going to get interrupted and getting down to it. So turn off all your distractions. Work for 90-minute blocks. All right, the next number. Oh, I've lost track of my numbers here. But I think I'm on number 5. And, guys, this is where I want to talk to you about the family and friends. Normally in my week, I will, similar to Susan, I think, front load my week. So I will work on my business. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will be appointments with people, will be my phone calls, will be my business calls. Thursdays are my admin day, and Fridays are my fun day. So if someone says, let's go for lunch, if someone says, let's go for coffee, or it's a social time, or I want to go to Winners, it's always going to be on a Friday. If there's going to be a dental appointment, if there's a family appointment I need to do, it's always going to be a Thursday. But this is the week where I booked 5 days full-on phone calls, no distractions, no lunch dates, no nail appointments, none of that. So I had to tell my friends, I had to tell my family, I had to prepare that this was the week that there was nothing going on for me except sitting in my chair and avoiding all of those distractions. And they did come up, friends texting and messaging and saying, hey, let's go for a walk, let's do this. But I'd made a decision at the beginning of the week that this was my go week. So my friends and my family knew that this was a really busy work week for me, and that they weren't going to be seeing much of me socially. Even my kids' sports leaders, I said, hey, I'm going to be dropping the kids. I'm not going to be coming in. This is the busiest week of my business for the whole year. So it was just a message that I put out to everyone around me, including, you know, my kids' sports leaders, that they knew I wouldn't be around. They couldn't count on me to support that week, and that's just how it was going to roll. All right. Next point is, guys, we have to be able to coach ourselves. So when I say that, what does that mean to you? When you think of a coach, what is that? Think of a running coach. Think of a soccer coach. A coach is someone who encourages, who pushes you, who believes in you when you don't believe in yourself. Well, we have to be able to coach ourselves through this week, through this, because there's highs and there's lows. And just like anything, if you've done any endurance running, you're going to have moments and you're going to have days where you think, oh, my God, I totally got this. I've got this. And you're not going to really need to do a lot of, you know, encouraging and coaching. But then there's moments where you're going to be doubting yourself, and you have to be able to coach yourself. Do you have a strategy? Do you know how to put yourself into an energized, productive state? Well, let me give you some tips on how to do that. Because if you're taking action from an unmotivated, unproductive, unenergized state, you're not going to get the results. So we need to put ourselves into a really energized, focused state. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. Number one, you can just do it by changing your physical body. By, you know, this is going to sound super cheese, but doing something as simple as circling your arms, taking 5 deep breaths, jumping up and down. Tony Robbins is huge into this because he says the quickest way to really get your energy going is to change your state. So change your physical body. That's what I did this morning. I knew that this is earlier than I normally am leading a call on. So I had to change my state. I got up early. I took my dog out for a walk so I could breathe deeply and really get my state fired up. If that's not your scene and that's not going to work for you, and you still don't feel productive, energized, or excited about what you're doing that in that moment, then I recommend that you really examine your thinking and ask yourself some powerful questions. Because if you're going to attract leaders, if you're going to build people up, if you're going to have a go week where you're enrolling and inspiring, then you need to be inspiring. So check in with yourself and ask yourself this very simple question: what am I feeling? Not how am I feeling, but what am I feeling? If you're feeling hesitant, if you're feeling unmotivated, distracted, you know, lethargic, you know, uninspired, write those emotions down. And then ask yourself some better questions. You could do a couple of things. With these thoughts, with these emotions, you could ask yourself, what are the thoughts causing me to feel this way? So if you're uninspired, what are the thoughts making me feel inspired? You know, write those thoughts down and look at them and examine them. You know, for me, some of those thoughts that came up was, I don't know enough people. Everybody I know is doing this or they've already done it. So I had to change those thoughts. I had to work through them. And I had to make sure that I was in an inspired, laser-focused state. So write down your thoughts. Question them. Examine them. And if you can't do that, if you're not ready, then ask yourself this question: what do I need to be thinking, feeling, and doing to be in an inspired, productive state? So if you don't, if you can't examine your thoughts, if you can't identify them, ask yourself, what do I need to be thinking and doing in order to rank advance, in order to go for it? And you'll come up with some thoughts, some ideas. You know, borrow the thoughts of Susan Sly. Borrow the thoughts of Carolyn or another leader that you respect. What are they thinking, feeling, and doing in their go week, in their productive weeks? Okay? So think about what their thoughts are. Write that down and go for it. Okay? I recommend that to stay in the flow, that you do have a ritual every morning to get you into flow, whether that's doing some meditation, some breathing, some thought work. This is really important in your go week, in the week of when you're having your go week, is that you do get your mind in the right state. All right, so a daily plan, that is my next point. Super important that you have a daily action plan. So you've got up, you've changed your state, you know, you've got your physical needs taken care of, you're sitting down. Do you have your plan of action? So make sure that you have the night before written out who you're going to be calling, who you're going to be following up with, and that you have you those income-producing activities. So you want to be planning ahead, not only with your big goal for the week, but what are your daily goals? And then what are your goals within those 90-minute chunks of time? What I recommend you do is that you find a running mate and you work with that person, and with that person, bounce your game plan off of them and check in with them and say, okay, so today, here's my game plan. Here's what I want to accomplish. I'm going to phone these five leads. I'm going to follow up with these three people. And that was one of the great things that Wendy Coles did for me when I started. She would give me my game plan. She would say, Erin, I want you to go and do this. Now, if you're a leader and you're helping other people avoid distractions, then you need to do this with them. You need to say, okay, Lisa, today, here's your game plan. I want you to do this. I want you to phone these five people and follow up with these and, you know, do this in your business. So give people, and that's part of becoming a leader, is giving people those little chunks that they can do. Okay. The other thing, guys, is I want you to be able to take some breaks and reward yourself. As much as this is about staying focused and working through, once you've done a 90-minute chunk of time, it's very important that you take a physical break. So get up from your office. I always recommend going outside. If you have a dog, take them out for a walk. If you're near the water, go down to the water. Take a little break. Clear the cobwebs. Change your physical state. Again, coming back to changing your physical state. So take those little breaks, get up, and also if that, you know, that might be a time that you can prepare some food. If you're doing your cleanse, you're going to have your Ice of Delight, you're going to have your e-shots. And that's another thing I'm going to recommend too, is having your Isogenics products all ready for you. Finally, guys, I have a couple more, and then I'm going to open it up for some questions. Sometimes music and headphones can be something that will really help you stay focused and really help you be productive. Many people will find ways to get distracted because they're uneasy with the quiet, with not a lot going on. So the music can be very, very productive. Putting on some great music can actually help you stay very focused. What I would recommend is even using some headphones. Put on your headphones when you're doing your list building, your planning, and then obviously when you're doing your phone calls, you're not going to have your headphones. But try using some music and see if that's going to help you be more productive or not as productive. All right. And last but not least, what I'm going to get you guys to do is really, is reward yourself. Rewarding yourself is very important. I like to treat myself during my game plan week with a hot bath at the end of the day. I always like to really make sure that I have some great coffee. I would go for a drive-through. I know many of us do not do coffee for cleansing purposes, but that was my treat. I would work in these chunks of time, and then I would go to Starbucks, I would get my favorite coffee, and that was my reward, my late afternoon Americano. So I like to reward myself. And at the end of the week, you know, I always like to treat myself when I reach my goals with something, whether it's, you know, a new bag, or an outing, or a trip to the spa, so making sure that you reward yourself. It's also important as you're going through your goal week to be constantly monitoring and checking your numbers, making sure that you are on track. So that is, again, another skill and strategy that I learned from my mentor, Wendy, because she would teach me how to look at the numbers midway through the week so I knew exactly what I had to produce and exactly what I needed to do to reach my goal. So Just to review, guys, number one thing is you're going to want to set your goal. You're going to want to plan and prepare. You're going to want to write that down. Find your running mates. Gather everything that you need and find an amazing workspace. Where do you feel the most productive? And it may not even be in your home. Make sure you have your scripts, your strategies. Do you know what you're going to say when you pick up the phone? Do you know how to close a phone call? Do you know how to lead? Guys, make sure that you have your running mates. Who are you going to do this with you? Who is that person? Make sure that you reduce your distractions. Turn off your phone. Turn off the Facebook. Clean up those energy-sucking things in your home, the garbage, the clutter, the recycling. You know, if it's your tax pile of receipts, get them out of the way. File them away. You know, tell your friends and family, guys, here's what I'm going to be doing. Make sure that they know what you're doing so that there's not going to be any hard feelings. Schedule out your 90 block minutes of time and know exactly what are those income-producing activities so that you're going to start your day with a schedule, with a list, and then you're going to go for it. And some of you might find it helpful to put on your music, to get your headphones, to set up a spot in your kitchen, in your dining room. Make sure you have your food prepped, your Cleanse for Life, your e-shots. I always started my day, I would have boiled eggs ready and peeled. I had my little bag of almonds, my water. And most importantly, I had to coach myself to stay focused. Now, if you're getting distracted, my bet is you're procrastinating because you're feeling overwhelmed. And overwhelmed feelings come from not being prepared. So if you're overwhelmed, change your state, circle your arms, take some deep breaths, shake it off, make your list, and work in that 90-minute chunk of time. The other thing, guys, is dress for comfort and productivity. So get up in the morning, do your fitness. And I like to have a shower, get ready for my day. But sometimes on these days, guys, as soon as I was up and done my walk, I just got to work. And there were some days where it was late in the afternoon and I was still in like my lounging clothes. I hadn't done my hair, but it was only for 1 week. So, you know, for the most part, I do recommend getting up and getting, you know, ready for the day and dressing as if you are going to a workplace. Even though we're working from home, get up, get dressed, get yourself ready for the day, and show the universe and the world that you do mean business so you're prepared for the day. And make sure that you do take those breaks. Monitor your progress through the week. Take those breaks. Go for a walk. Take some fresh air in and just go for it. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up. If anyone has any questions, you can star 7. What are some things that you're going to do this week? It's Monday. Who's ready for a productive week? And what's one thing that you can do this week? I know for me, I just inspired myself. I am going to really make this week productive. I have so many new leaders. I feel a little bit overwhelmed with what I'm going to do with all these people. So this week, today, I am going to make a new training schedule because that's something in our team that we've really been looking at is another way to really reach all of these new business builders. So today, by the end of the day, I'm going to have that new training schedule worked out and presenting that to my team this week. So who else is ready for a productive week, and what's something that you're going to take away from this?
Hi, Erin. It's Jen. Thank you so much for the call today. It was amazing. I feel like it was just so timely and took so many notes. I was trying to write really fast. And two things that I really felt convicted about doing was to reach out to a running mate and really just have some accountability. I loved what you said about the 90-minute chunks. And so I'm fairly good at organizing the week. and the day, but getting really laser focused about that 90 minutes I thought was wonderful. And I loved what you said about not just having that plan for myself, but assisting some of our team to have the same. And I heard one comment of one of our team members in my head, and, you know, just saying, I don't really know what to do. I want this, but I don't really know. And so taking this back to them and saying, listen, guys, let's make this. Let's create this plan together and do it.
I love that. You know, it's so true. And there will be even days that I'll say, I don't know what to do. And then I look and I laugh at myself. Of course I know what to do. And we do know what to do, but sometimes we just want someone to tell us, right? Okay, so, you know, I would say, Jen.
And I loved what you said also. Like, that really spoke to me. If I'm feeling overwhelmed, probably due to procrastination. So that really resonated, too. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, again, just get back to the basics, right? We know what to do. Connect. Talk to people, and if you're really overwhelmed and you don't know what to do, just do some recognition, because everybody knows how to do that. Use your isopulse and send, you know, 5 text messages in isopulse. That's productive, right? You could set up a timer and say, for the next 15 minutes, I'm just going to do isopulse for 15 minutes, and I'm going to, you know, look at all the people who've joined IsoBody, and I'm going to message all the people who've joined IsoBody, and I'm going to do 15 minutes of IsoPulse. And that's enough, and it's kind of not hard work. It doesn't require a lot of brain power, and that can be enough just to get you out of that state of overwhelm. But for sure, give your people a game plan, because that's what leaders do. They inspire, and then they give people just a little step. Okay?
Hi, Aaron. This is Terry here in Halifax.
Oh, hey. Welcome.
I thank you. This is a fabulous call, and I was frantically taking notes as well. Well, one of the things I love that's so practical is that if we're feeling overwhelmed, it means that we haven't planned properly, and that is what a great piece of advice. Thank you. And I have a question for you. When you're talking to a new associate, and they're asking you, so what do I say when I speak with a new prospect? What's your answer to that question?
Awesome. Thank you. You know, the longer I've been doing this, the more brief my answer is. And I say to people, talk to new prospects like they're your best friend, and just as if you're sharing a great movie, or a great new restaurant, or a great new, well, shirt or clothing or boots from Winners. I would say, because the first person I enrolled, Terry, my friend, yawned in front of me. And I said, oh, my gosh, I think I have something that might help you. And she was like, wow, okay. So I try to make it as brief as possible and just be like, you know what? I'm doing this program. I think you might just love it. I think this might be for you. Would you take a look at this? I don't know. I'm just thinking. So I make it so light and easy.
Brilliant.
And does that sound good?
That's lovely. I'm always curious to see how everyone approaches it, and that's like that other practical tip about if you're overwhelmed, you're not prepared. So that's thank you very much. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I just tell my people. I mean. Talk to them as if you're just sharing a great restaurant or a great book. Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
You got to check out this book. It's awesome. Oh, my gosh, you got to check out this cleanse. This thing is awesome. Or, oh, my gosh, you got to check out this opportunity. You can really make some money and help a lot of people. It's awesome.
Perfect.
Just everybody
can
speak from the heart. Yeah. Any more takeaways or questions? Well, guys, I've just inspired myself, truthfully. I'm just fresh back from the IsoBody cruise and feeling a bit overwhelmed with my own fitness and food program after being so laser-focused for so many months and coming home and saying, okay, well, now what? You know, what's my goal now? So today, again, I'm going to spend some time and really get laser-focused on my goal. And why that's important, because, again, if you're off track and you're a little distracted, it may be because your goal is not clear enough, and maybe you don't really believe enough that you can do it. And so if we don't believe it, sometimes we sabotage before we even get started, because we can use that as an excuse. Well, I didn't really play it at 100%. That's why I didn't do it. And it's kind of a sneaky way that we can really kind of trick ourselves into not dreaming big enough and reaching our goals. So if you find yourself self-sabotaging, it's likely because at the core, maybe you don't believe you can do it. And so at the end of the day, all of this doesn't matter if you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe you can do it. So even start there. You know, I didn't really speak to that, but once you've set your goal, rate your belief. Do you really believe you can do this? And if it's, you know, if it's maybe an 8 on 10, that's fine. A 7 on 10, that's probably okay. But if you're less than a 7 on 10, can I do this? Can I rank advance this week? Can I go for it? Can I reach my goals? If you're less than a 6, then I would even start there. I would start at looking at, why don't I believe in myself? What are my thoughts? And then really examine those, question them, turn them around so that you can get to that 7 or 8 where you can say, you know what, I think this is possible. I'm confident I can do this. So make sure that you also spend some time on your belief in yourself and in your abilities, okay? So, guys, it is now time for us to wrap it up, and I thank you so much for coming on the call, for participating, for asking questions, for getting plugged in, and I wish you all a highly productive, non-distracted week, and I look forward to connecting with you on Facebook. So take care, everybody, and have a fabulous day.
Thank you, Erin, for the great call.
Thank you, Erin.